digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Tell me what you know.
The hitter has someone on the inside.
Victor Aruz told me right before he died that the assassin was working with someone very close to President Assad.
Someone hacked into the UN database. They downloaded security protocols, the schematics to the UN, and Hassan's personal itinerary.
Did you get a name?
The computer's owner is listed as Meredith Michelle Reed. She's a reporter, applied for security clearance at the UN. We've got a match.
Everybody move back! Arthur,
you need to cover
up. Move back!
This way. I can't believe she's part of this.
If this affair becomes public, it will destroy your credibility and everything that you've worked for.
I just spoke to my brother.
I told him to deny the affair.
The reporter's claims need to be discredited. CTU needs to continue to think she's my contact on the inside.
We might have the wrong person. I've been scanning through the traffic cam footage from outside Meredith Reed's apartment building. This man was going into the server's entrance. What if he went to her apartment and used her laptop to break into the servers? He hailed a cab when he left.
See the medallion? Phone the cab company, find out where it went.
Jack helps himself to a CTU pistol.
Hand it here! Now! Against the wall!
Well, we tracked the man in the surveillance photo to a second location. We didn't think you'd follow through with an investigation.
So you had no choice except to steal weapons from the armory.
Would you follow through with an investigation if I'd asked?
I'm not debating this anymore. You want to waste your time chasing ghosts? Knock yourself out.
Hello?
Dana Walsh. I like that.
I told you to stop calling me.
Yeah, I know what you told me, Jenny.
You must be mistaking me for someone else.
That's funny, because you sound a lot like this girl I used to know from Rock Springs, named Jenny Scott.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Mind if I come in?
Oh, Mikey. Call Captain Ravello. Tell him you're sick and I'm filling in for you.
Now listen, you son of a bitch. There's no way...
Oh, next time, I won't miss the bone. Make the call.
The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
This is Hastings.
Tell me you've gotten something out of that reporter you arrested.
No, sir. I'm continuing to press it, but she's maintaining her innocence.
She's a co-conspirator in an assassination plot. Of course she's going to deny it. Listen, I need to be able to tell the president we're making progress toward averting this threat.
Sir, right now our only course is to go after Meredith Reed with the evidence we have in hand. My top analyst is decrypting a file we obtained from her laptop. We're hoping it provides the intel we need about the assassin she's working with.
Well, it better provide something. Because if your people fail and President Hassan is killed, this peace process dies with him. Do you understand me?
I understand your concern, Mr. Weiss, but I assure you we're on top of the situation. I've dispatched tactical personnel to liaise with the UN security forces and stepped up the alert with NYPD at the perimeter.
Fine. I'll have that to tell her at least. Let me know when that file is decrypted.
Hastings looks wearily at a screen bearing Reed's details. Ortiz walks purposefully through CTU, past where Chloe works at her screen in her cubicle.
Dana, you got a minute?
I thought you were on your way to the UN.
I am. What's the status on that file decryption?
We ID'd the cipher. It's a standard Isaac's Adler algorithm. Requires a 12-character decryption key to unlock the data. This search cycle has identified two characters already. Should have the rest in about 30 or 40 minutes. Why do you ask?
Chick Bauer just caused a big scene with Hastings. He thinks Meredith Reed may have been framed.
He must have gotten that from Chloe. I thought that she dropped it.
Apparently not. She has surveillance of someone exiting Reed's apartment building. Jack thinks the same person may have planted the encrypted file on Reed's computer.
You believe that?
I'm not sure. But if that evidence was planted, then the file you're decrypting is irrelevant at best and at worst a misdirection.
Cole, I traced the UN breach to Reed myself. The biometric scans of her interrogation all indicate that she's withholding. I just don't see a frame here.
I hope you're right. This Jack's going after this guy on his own.
Hastings sanctioned that?
Not exactly.
Agent Ortiz, we need to move out, sir.
Be careful.
Don't worry.
Dana sits rather distractedly back down at her workstation. Jack's car pulls to a halt in a residential street.
Okay, I'm at the corner of Broadway and West 23rd in Queens. Any location on the suspect?
Negative. I talked to the cab driver directly. All he remembers is dropping the fare at the corner. Nothing shows up on the aerial archives.
Chloe, I need something to go on.
I know. I've been searching for private security cameras in the area. Not all of them are registered. Without the serial numbers, I don't have access to them.
Okay, I'm gonna get out and look around on foot. Maybe we'll get lucky. Stay on the line.
The terrified Maggie turns to look at her husband.
It's all right, Max. It's gonna be okay, all right?
Keep your hand on the table where I can see it.
The Russian, whose name is Davros, looks coldly across at the terrified couple.
Who the hell are you? You're not a cop. How did you manage to fool everybody, Mikey? Or whatever the hell your name is? Talk to me, you son of a bitch!
Davros stalks across and levels the gun at the man's head.
Look, I don't want to hurt you, Jim, or Maggie. I am just doing my job.
Davros picks up the phone and holds it out to Jim with an eloquent look.
This is the captain calling back. Just say what I told you to say. Please don't make me do anything I don't want to do. Okay?
Yeah. Hello.
Koenig, Captain Ravella, what's up?
Captain, sorry to drop this on you last minute. I just came down with some kind of bug. I gotta take a sick leave.
You told me earlier, Jim, you're due at the UN in 20.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. I asked Mike Farmer to cover my shift for me.
Farmer's already on in the morning.
They say he doesn't mind working a double. I guess he could use the time and a half. Anyway, I already told him he could use the bike that I pulled from the motor pool.
All right, Sergeant. I'll take care of the paperwork. Look, you tell
Mike to get his butt to Midtown. You got that? Get better, will you?
Yeah.
607.
You did well.
I did what you wanted me to do. All right, so do what you gotta do and leave us alone. We're not gonna make any trouble for you.
Davros's expression becomes almost sad. A bunch of guys play basketball on the street where Jack is walking.
You still there?
Jack, go ahead.
Hold on. Okay, I got two security cameras overlooking the park. One's pointed straight at the corner. I'm gonna get you the serial numbers.
Hey, man, what you doing?
Chloe, I gotta get back to you.
What's up, you lost, man?
Actually, I am. I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Well, unless you're a cop, I suggest you look somewhere else, because this is our court, and we don't like strangers on it.
I ain't a cop, and I'm not looking for a problem. My friend was let off in that corner by a cab 20 or 25 minutes ago.
I guess you didn't hear what I'm saying, did you?
I got $100. Anybody can tell me if they've seen this guy. Anybody?
I seen him.
Yo, shut up, Jay.
What was he wearing?
That. Green coat, black shirt.
Where'd he go?
That light blue house over there across the street. I seen him go up the steps to the stoop.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Jack peels off $100 and hands them over.
Yo, man, what you doing, Jay? You don't even know what's going down.
Man, I don't know about you, but I got $100. It's y'all play. Let's go.
Man, I'm about to take that $100. Give me the ball, man.
609. Jack crosses towards Jim and Maggie's house. He looks carefully at the house, and then, rather than going to the front door, walks around to the side. Peering through the window, he spots Jim dead with a bullet hole in his forehead. He vaults a fence into the back garden, drawing his gun. Kicking open the back door, he advances cautiously inside. In the living room, Maggie lies dead next to Jim. Jack sweeps the room and then heads up the stairs. There appears to be nobody upstairs. He peers out of the window down into the street. Jack spots a police car and makes to get away. A policeman knocks at the front door.
Jim!
Hello? Jack?
Got a call from one of your neighbors. Jim!
Hello, Jack? Jack, what's happening? Are you there?
Jack spots another cop in the rear garden.
Put the weapon down now. Do it. My name is Jack Bauer. I'm working on behalf of CTU. I'm investigating a threat to the peace conference at the UN.
If that's true, drop your weapon.
I can't. The man I'm pursuing killed two people in this house. If I lower this weapon, I'll be sidelined, Mac.
Jack is tasered to the floor.
What are you doing? He's down.
Son of a bitch, it's a cop killer.
John, stop. We've got to call this in.
Not yet, we don't. Help me get him in. Come on, help me get him in!
The older cop takes Jack's shoulders while the rookie grabs his feet. They lug him indoors. 6:11, end of part one. Part two, 6:17, Hastings at CTU.
So where are we?
As of right now, we've got half the decryption key.
That's all? Can't we accelerate the program?
It's already running at capacity, sir.
Mr. Hastings. Sir, we just found this among Meredith Reed's personal effects. It's a dedicated key card United Nations issued.
Issued to who?
President Hassan and his family. It accesses their private residence.
We've got her.
Dana Walsh.
Ms. Walsh, this is security at Perimeter Gate 9. You have a visitor.
A visitor?
Mr. Kevin Wade. Says he's a friend of yours.
Dana's eyes go wide with consternation. She picks Wade up on the security link.
Ms. Walsh?
Tell him I'll be right there.
As she removes her earpiece, Wade casts a sinister look up at the CCTV camera. Dana gets up stiffly and puts on her coat. Chloe watches shrewdly from across the room. Dana walks across and places her palm on a reader. A lift door opens and she gets inside. Chloe watches still as the door slides shut. Dana stands nervously in the lift. She looks down at her hand and pulls off her engagement ring.
So this, CTU. This is some kind of government deal, huh? And law enforcement?
Ms. Walsh is on her way.
6:18. The lift arrives and Dana appears. She tries to force a smile as she walks past the security guard towards Wade.
Hey, Dana. Look at you, all pressed and pretty. I think I like you as a blonde.
What are you doing here? I thought I told you to leave me alone.
And I told you not to hang up on me, Jim.
Don't. Don't call me that.
You want me to play along? Okay, I'll play along. I'm not gonna let you pretend that you don't know me.
Fine. You found me, so now what? You think we're just gonna pick up where we left off?
Why not? We had a good thing going.
No. No, we didn't. I was naive and I let myself be taken in by you. I am not that person anymore.
Yeah?
He unclips her ID badge.
the CTU, senior data analyst. Well, sounds like an important job. Thinking you always were the smart one.
How the hell would you pull this off? Would you steal a dead girl's birth certificate or something?
Look, I have money. Not a lot, but some. If that's what it'll take. If you really still care about me, you'll leave me alone.
Say my name.
What?
If you're gonna beg, I wanna hear you say my name, just like you used to.
Kevin.
Say please, Kevin.
Please. Kevin.
There's my bad girl.
Kevin, what do you want from me?
Place to crash for starters. I'm getting a little tired of living out of the van.
No, that is not gonna happen.
Yeah? Well, now you don't want me to tell everyone you work with your little secret now, do you? You see, I don't wanna do that. Come on. It'll be fun having me around. It'll be just like old times. You'll come home, and we'll catch up.
He touches her face. She shies away. She detaches a key from her key ring.
You can stay the night. I want you out tomorrow.
He takes the key with an unpleasant smirk.
Whatever you say.
Do you want my address?
Already got it.
She watches, her eyes full of loathing as he gets back into his van. She turns and walks back in. 6:24.
I'm going to ask you again, Miss Reed. And this time I want an answer. Now, we know that this key card was issued to President Hassan and his family at the UN. I want to know where you got it.
I'm not saying another word until my attorney gets here.
You're already looking at a life sentence in a federal penitentiary. So if this plot succeeds and Hassan dies, I promise you the death penalty. You give me the name of the assassin. And maybe we can cut a deal.
I told you I don't know anything.
You know who you stole this key card from?
I didn't steal it.
Then you manufactured it, cloned it somehow.
No.
And used it to gain access to the UN security data.
I...
Where did you get it? Tell me!
You gave it to me.
Who?
Omar.
President Hassan, why would he do that?
So I could have access to his private residence when he wanted to be alone with me.
You really expect me to believe that you're involved with him?
Believe what you want, it's the truth.
This is Hastings. Put me through to Rob Weiss at the UN.
What are you doing?
I need to speak with President Taylor. To get permission to talk with Omar Hassan. Now, if there's something you want to say to me, Miss Reed, now's the time to say it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hastings. Mr. Weiss is in a closed session, but they're expecting to break shortly.
All right, just relay the message to have him call me back as soon as he can.
Yes, sir.
Looks like you have a bit more time to reconsider your story. You let me know when you're ready to change it.
Reed watches desperately as Hastings stalks out of the interrogation room. Chloe is outside looking at the relay screen.
Mr. Hastings, I need your help. I've lost contact with Jack. He called me 15 minutes ago. We got cut off. I haven't been able to reach him since.
This is your operation, Chloe, yours and Bowers. I don't see why this should be my concern.
We could be in some kind of trouble. You need to send for backup.
Even if I wanted to, we don't have the manpower. I dispatched all field personnel to the UN for Hassan's protection.
I watched the interrogation. I heard what Reed said about her affair with Hassan. If that's true, it supports our idea that she was framed.
And how do you figure that?
Because it explains why the biometrics registered her deception and why the real insider within Hassan's camp chose her to divert our investigation.
Reed is lying. There is no affair.
What if there is? If President Hassan corroborates Reed's claim, will you consider sending units to find Jack?
All right, fine. But just so you can hear for yourself, I'll have someone alert you when Hassan calls me back. Is that good enough?
No, but it's better than nothing.
Hastings glowers and slopes away. Chloe hurries back to her workstation. Jack sits groggily in a chair. Water is thrown in his face.
That couple you murdered upstairs were friends of mine, Dirtbag. Good people.
Miss Olney, we can't do this.
No, what I can't do is watch another creep like this walk on a technicality. Or because some lawyer didn't file the right papers to the right clerk.
John!
Seen it happen more times than I could count. You're new here, Phil. You don't know. Wait till you spend 15 years of your life grinding your teeth in this job. You talk to me then.
What about that thing he said about him working with CTU?
Did we find credentials on him?
No.
That's because he is a lying piece of garbage. This was a home invasion robbery.
Where nothing was taken.
Because we showed up. Look, you got a problem with what I'm doing here, Phil? Then go upstairs and wait till I'm finished. Go. Now. And remember, you don't call this in until I say so. You stick to the story. He was resisting arrest. You got that? You got that?
Just, don't kill him.
Do my best.
Hey, Farmer. What are you doing here? Currently called in sick. Stomach thing. No kidding. I talked to him this morning. He was feeling fine.
Probably a few too many at lunch.
Continue to receive real-time updates here at the UN.
CTU is confirming the link between the Stinger missile attack and the assassination plot against President Hassan. In response, we're going to push the traffic perimeter out another 6 blocks and close the Queensboro Bridge in both directions until noon tomorrow. Our roadblock assignments are on pages 2 and 3 of your briefing packets. Go ahead and double-check those now. A CTU has also arrested an individual inside the UN who we believe is a part of the plot. Hopefully, this will yield some information about the assassin himself. Until then, we have to assume that he could strike at any time and will stop at nothing to achieve his objective. And he's already killed 5 people that we know of, including 2 CTU agents. Whoever he is, he's a professional, which means everyone is to be on high alert at all times. History is happening upstairs, people. And it's on our watch.
Davros stands calmly listening to Ortiz. 6:27, end of part 2. Part 3, 6:31.
Our position remains unchanged, Madam President. We will not allow NATO to transit supplies to Afghanistan through our territory.
What about non-military supplies?
It is our belief that any NATO deployment in the region, military or otherwise, will lead to more extremism, not less.
Vice has handed a note to Kanin, who now hands it on to Taylor. She reads it.
Mr. President, my director of counterterrorism here in New York is requesting to speak to you on the phone.
Now?
It's an urgent matter. It's relating to the reporter who was arrested earlier. Mr. Weiss will escort you to the conference room. That is, unless you have any objections.
No, not at all. This way, Mr. President.
6:32. Vice leads Hassan out. Farad follows his brother, the president.
Do I have to remind you of our conversation? Omar, you must deny your involvement with this woman.
She has a name, Farad. And I still can't believe that she can be part of this plot.
That should not be your chief concern right now. If word of this affair gets out, not only is your political career over, but so is the peace process itself. You know what you have to do.
Hassan walks grimly across to where Vice holds out the phone for him.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Hassan catches Fahad's stern look.
Hello?
Mr. President, this is Brian Hastings at CTU. I appreciate you getting back to me.
What can I do for you, Mr. Hastings?
Well, sir, I have a matter of some delicacy to discuss with you.
Go on.
Thank you, sir. I know that your time is valuable, so I'll come right to the point. I understand Meredith Reed is writing an article on you for the Sunday magazine.
Yes, that's correct.
Do you know of any reason she would be in possession of a key card to your residence at the UN?
Key card?
Yes, sir. She claims that she got it from you and that your relationship with her is perhaps more than professional.
Hassan glances towards his brother.
Mr. President?
Is there anyone listening to our conversation, Mr. Hastings?
Are we being recorded?
No, sir. I'm speaking to you on a secure line.
Then I will tell you what Miss Reed said is true.
Omar, what are you doing?
Sir, are you confirming a romantic involvement with Meredith Reed?
Mr. Hastings, I trust your complete discretion in this matter. And I'm sure you understand the ramifications of what I'm telling you becomes public knowledge.
Yes, sir, I understand.
I gave Miss Reed this key card for reasons I'm sure are clear to you. I'm telling you all this in the interests of justice, because I'm convinced that Miss Reed is not part of this conspiracy.
Excuse me for asking, sir, but are you basing that certainty on anything other than your personal feelings?
No, I suppose not.
I see. Well, thank you for your candor, Mr. President.
I assure you that nothing we discussed will be disclosed from this office.
I appreciate that, Mr. Hastings. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Have you any idea what you've done?
The honorable thing.
Fahad fumes and follows Hassan back towards the conference room.
You said you'd send backup to Jack's location.
I said I'd consider it, and I have. Confirmation of the affair does not prove Reed's innocence. For all we know, it's a ploy she used to gain access to the UN security files, Hassan's itinerary.
In the meantime, Jack's still missing.
He's not missing. You lost contact. His phone battery may have died. Or more likely, he's in an area with bad cell reception. There's pockets of them all over the five boroughs, which you would have known if you were from around here.
Fine. If you're not sending someone, I'll go myself.
No, you won't. Your concern for your friend is admirable. But that file we got off Reed's laptop, it's almost decrypted. And depending what we find, I'm going to need you here. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Now, earlier today, you suggested that I speak to you more clearly and directly. You leave the building, you're fired. Is that clear and direct enough for you?
Chloe glowers and heads back down the stairs. 6:36. Fahad calls out on his phone. The police detail, including Davros, mobilize. Davros takes the call.
Hello?
We have a problem. My brother confessed to the affair. I don't know if the frame's going to hold.
That's unfortunate.
Don't you understand? CTU won't believe the file you uploaded to Reed's computer is genuine.
I agree it isn't ideal, but they will still have to act on what they find in any event. There is no reason to diverge from the plan, but you need to remain calm and play your part.
How much longer?
I promise you, your brother will be dead before the hour is out.
Fahad hangs up. 6:36. 6:41. The lights of New York twinkle busily. Jack, badly beaten, watches as the cop wraps a length of cloth around his hand and crosses to him threateningly. Jack leaps up and rushes the man. He fells the cop, smashes his chair, and picks up a piece of wood with which to beat his adversary.
Drop that, now!
Officer, everything I told you before is true. My name is Jack Bauer. I'm a former federal agent.
He's lying, Phil. Shoot the son of a bitch. He broke my damn rib.
Contact Chloe O'Brien at CTU. She'll verify my identity and the threat to the peace conference.
What are you waiting for? Shoot him already.
Sit back down, John.
You want to be pointing that gun someplace else?
I said don't move, either of you.
What the hell? I'm your partner.
No, this has gone far enough. I'm calling it in.
You don't want to do that. Come on, Phil. Put the phone down. Let's talk about this.
Shut up. This patrolman, Philip Liu, I need to talk to Lieutenant Sell.
The officer upstairs has to be connected to the assassination plot.
Are you happy now? You hear what he's saying about Koenig?
All I'm saying is that there's a connection. We need to find out what it is.
Both of you, shut the hell up. Lieutenant. Sir, I'm at the scene of a double homicide. One of the victims is a cop, a James Koenig, out of Midtown Center. No, it's definitely murder, him and his wife. We got a suspect in custody. 11447 Broadway, cross street is Astoria.
Ask what Officer Koenig's assignment was today. Please, innocent lives are at stake. What have you got to lose?
And sir, I need a look up on Koenig's duty assignment. Yeah, transfer me over.
Dana Walsh sits at her desk trying to work, but clearly very distracted by events.
You screwed up.
What?
Yeah, surprised me too. I forgot to upload a Raindorf filter to my system. Without it, I can't break the last encryption layer on the file remnant you gave me.
I'm sorry, I will upload it to a disk for you now.
Or I can just do it at your station.
Okay, fine.
Arlo sits down.
Everything okay?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's not like you to make mistakes. You seem a little distracted. Wedding jitters, maybe?
No.
Just asking. And Cole's a nice enough guy. I could see how you could start having second thoughts. I've always been curious to know what you two find to talk about.
Drop this, Arlo. I am not in the mood.
I don't mean anything by it. All I'm saying is that you and the Boy Scout aren't exactly intellectual equals. Because that would make him your type. See, now you and me, for instance, we have a lot in common. We speak the same language. Mostly techno jargon, granted. But hey, it can always lead to something much...
Damn it, Arlo!
The code on the screen resolves itself.
That's it. We've got it.
Whoa. Is that what I think it is?
Yes. Finish decrypting your fragment and put it up on the screen. I've got to go tell Hastings.
Hear what he's demanding. You tell Miss Reed's lawyer he's going to have to wait. We can hold his client for up to 18 hours before formally charging her.
Sir.
I have to go.
We've broken the encryption code on Reed's file. The primary file components up on screen. Arlo's waiting for a second piece to finish rendering.
So what am I looking at?
Construction plans for work carried out at the United Nations 8 months ago.
The UN, are you sure?
Positive. Two I-beams were retrofitted to provide structural support for additional interpreters' booths there and there.
It looks like the council chamber.
It's directly below it.
The decryption is just about complete. It's loading to the main screen now. Looks like a schematic for an incendiary. A bomb, pulse detonated, modified to fit between the I-beams. Sir, judging by the size, that's big enough to drop the entire Security Council into the East River.
Get me Cole and Manners at the UN. All stations, we're implementing protocols for immediate evacuation of the United Nations building. We are code red. I repeat, this is not a drill. We are code red.
Mr. Hastings, you need to consider the possibility that this intel is fake and why they wanted us to find it.
I'm not taking any chances.
Sir, I've got Colin Manners on the line.
Gentlemen, we have intel from the decrypted files that an incendiary device has been placed directly below the council chamber.
Sir, I don't see how that's possible. The building's been vetted for weeks. UN security have swept the area thoroughly and repeatedly.
Then they missed it. Mr. Manners. You need to implement evacuation protocols immediately. Cole, I want you on President Hassan personally.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you, with me, let's go.
Manners enters the conference room.
Ladies and gentlemen, forgive the interruption. Your attention, please. We're evacuating immediately due to a possible bomb threat. Security personnel will be receiving protocol confirmation on designated channels momentarily. Evacuations will proceed out these doors and down to underground parking, level B. Please speak only with your designated hand.
Oh, my.
Everything will be fine without President.
Madam President, you and Secretary Kaney need to move now. President Hassan, if you'll follow me.
Traffic control, I need route lockdown for northern exodus. All units confirmed.
Ortiz leads Hassan away, seemingly towards Davros.
Unit 3 in position. Unit 4 in position.
Unit 5 in position.
Davros pulls out a mobile phone. Onto the screen comes the instruction, enter code. He presses four keys. Device armed comes onto the screen. Davros sits astride his motorbike, coolly watching proceedings. He glances at a manhole cover nearby. Beneath it, there appears to be an explosive device. ...6:47, end of part three. Part four, 6:52. Police cars speed through the underground car park. Armed agents escort the VIPs away. Manners is in charge of the president's detail. Taylor walks towards a large black limousine. She climbs aboard with Rob Weiss. Ortiz hurries along corridors, escorting Hassan and Farad.
Where are my wife and daughter?
Coming down the east stairwell now, sir. No more than 2 minutes behind you.
I won't leave without them.
Mr. President, with all due respect, my orders are to evacuate you now.
Omar, I'll wait and go with them. Don't worry, I'll make sure they're safe. Taryn, get my brother out of here.
Hassan is helped into a limousine. Fahad watches ominously. Fahad steps away to make a phone call as an unmarked police car speeds off behind the limousine.
Yes.
He's in the third car. The motor gear's coming up the ramps now.
Vehicles are in transit. Current location, evac tunnel Bravo. Second Avenue team should have a visual in 5 minutes.
Fahad goes to meet Hassan's wife and daughter.
Uncle. Where is Omar?
He went ahead. We'll take the next car.
Is it true there's a bomb?
It's just a precaution, Kayla. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine.
Right this way.
Okay. Let's be quick. Hurry.
6:54.
The guy who took his place. What was his name?
Mike Cross.
Thanks. Come on, get up.
Phil Wu, the rookie cop, fetches Jack out of a police car and uncuffs him.
You were right. There is a connection. Sergeant Koenig was on the UN security detail. He called in sick about 45 minutes ago.
He was forced to make that call. He said someone replaced him.
A patrolman named Mike Farmer from the same unit.
That's your assassin. Officer, you need to let me call CTU, and I need to get to the UN immediately. Officer, this is going down now. You can either stand here and do nothing, or you can help me stop it.
Make the call. I'll drive you to the UN.
Thank you.
The older cop gets up as Wu takes the wheel.
Where the hell you think you're going? He can't leave. He's a material witness.
The aggressive cop scratches his shaven head. Hastings stews at CTU. The Hassans sit in their various cars. Davros looks on. Dana watches her screen tensely. The patrol car containing Jack speeds along.
Jack, where have you been?
Chloe, please just listen to me. The assassin killed a police officer and took his place in the UN security detail. I need to alert Agent Ortiz immediately.
Okay, I'll patch you through. He's in the middle of evacuating Hassan.
Evacuating? Why?
Hastings' orders. The evidence in Reed's computer indicated that there's a bomb in the building.
Where's Hassan now?
Hassan's motorcade is heading up the ramps in the parking garage, about to pull out into 2nd Avenue.
Chloe, it's Colt.
Hang on, I've got Colt.
Agent Ortiz, you're on with Jack Bauer.
What's going on, Jack?
Cole, you need to stop Hassan's car now.
What are you talking about?
The assassin is part of the evacuation detail. He's posing as an NYPD officer. There is no bomb in the UN. They're just trying to lure him out of the building.
Did you tell Hastings about this?
We don't have time. You need to stop the motorcade before it hits the street.
It's too late. Hassan's car just exited the tunnel.
Cole, you need to stop that car. Hassan's a dead man.
Ortiz puts his foot down and slews onto the street to get ahead.
Whose vehicle is that?
It's Cole, sir.
Cole.
What the hell are you doing? Cole!
Ortiz ignores Hastings and drives furiously. The front cars pass the drain cover. Ortiz mounts a curb but swerves onwards. Davros looks on, perplexed. Ortiz boxes in Hassan's car. Davros detonates the device and Ortiz takes the blast. His car is blown high and rolls away in flames.
Cole! What was that? What happened?
Cole, can you verify, was Hassan hit?
Ortiz's car is on its roof and burning. 7 p.m. The end.